I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back,
perverts.
You guys only knew. Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host.
An old lady made you grab her Hooters.
Made me or invited me? Mr. Zach Nichols.
Hey, what's up? I heard... heard things got a little heated in the office last week.
Oh, you heard about that?
I did. I heard it from back home.
What happened?
The big discipline I heard. Why don't we... I heard you got a little temper tantrum in here.
I did. I had a temper tantrum. You're pushing your narrative of me being the mean guy, the mean boss. It's all true.
I got a couple the flies from employees.
Yeah.
No, I'm the HR department, so I had to handle all that paperwork all weekend, bro.
Yeah, no, I was just a little bit upset about some of the efficiency stuff, but you let me hear it a little bit.
Oh, I didn't. Did I?
No, now we're. If you're gonna make shit up, I'm gonna make shit up too.
Yeah, we're still gonna have that HR meeting. I was like, I don't remember it, but we could have. That could have happened.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
we gotta lay off the peyote.
We are interjecting our normal work week to bring you the Traders review that you guys have all been asking us for.
I mean, they've been asking.
They have, yeah.
It's awesome.
Where's the Traders at? Well, it's right here, and we made sure to make time for it.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad it's over.
Yeah, it was.
I have a fever.
It was.
And the only cure, baby, is more Traitors.
Traitors.
What a magnificent TV show, and I can't wait to be on season 3. I'm still waiting on my call, but
listen. Hashtag Zach on Traitors. I need you to start it right now. Zach on Traitors. Listen, Zach on Traitors. Zach on Traitors.
If they hook you up with some of those fits, I'm in.
Oh yeah. There's got to be a budget. There has got to be a budget.
Listen. I've been mostly sober this year, so Traitors was kind of like my fix. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
It was that dopamine. So I'm going to get right into
it. Mostly sober.
Yeah. The first question, how do you feel about your show, The Challenge, being considered the biggest threat by Dan, killing one on the very first night, and then the remaining two competitors make it all the way to win this show?
Well, like they always say, going home on the first day, the only thing that sucks worse than that is going home on the last day with no money. Yeah. Sorry, MJ. We'll see you later. But that being said, you're either, when you go home first, you're either just garbage and excess fat and trash.
Yep, trimming the fat.
Or you're with the biggest threat in the house to somebody. And I think we know that Johnny was the biggest threat. Even John said he was way too resourceful, way too quick-witted. So that's actually that's kind of almost like an award in itself. I think people from the challenge should be proud of that. But more importantly, those two masterfully winning, and even at the end, they kept us guessing the whole time, but Trishelle even was like, hey, I'm going to check you. She didn't just trust him to the end. She had to check him at the end to see how he reacted to her tying it up, because I think she has been spot on people's reactions all season. And what I love, and what really like made me happy, was I think I'm going to take a lot of shit for like some of the things I said about Trishelle. I said she was frantic. I said she was crazy. But what did Trishelle say about herself in the reunion? I was frantic. I was crazy, but I deserved to win. And that's exactly how everyone should feel about this season. She played an amazing game. She was frantic. She brought the crazy Trishelle that everyone from the challenge knows and loves. Minus, you know, some of the weird stuff that happened with Anissa. And here we are with a champion. And you know what? When you win, they should give her some safety goggles for that dress she was wearing. That thing looked dangerous.
It was dangerous. She was looking dangerous, and she was dangerous all freaking season.
She was so dangerous.
One thing that didn't, it really took me going back and watching and making the notes to understand was not only was she amazing socially, she never gave anyone any doubt that she was anything but a faithful. She picked up on everybody's reactions, and in the challenges, specifically the Fear Factor style one, and this last one that I call the lily pad one, she was dominating in these challenges too.
Oh yeah. And here's what people need to realize. Is Trishelle a good challenger? Yes. At this point in her life, would she be considered a great challenger? No. And she dominated that challenge. So I think all the other reality TV shows need to have their eye on that. And these are two 40-plus-year-old people mm-hmm. who look great and are still dominating these challenges where no one else could do it. So I think this, more than anything, put the challenge on the map. And I think this, they're pioneers and they're opening the door for some of the best reality television stars ever, in my opinion, to be on Traitors or any other reality show for that matter, because we are the best.
Absolutely. And there have been times where, you know, we've seen you or we've seen even a Laura or a Jordan or anyone that wants to get critical of some of the things that production has done, you know, throughout the years. You can't go perfect. But back in your heyday, back in their heyday, they had a platform for stars to be stars, and they created them into them by making them go through these rigorous challenges. So they walk into a game like this, and it's child's play.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing you also got to think. So what? On Big Brother, there's been, what, two or three All-Star seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Survivor, in their, I think they're in 40, 50-some seasons maybe now. I don't know for sure. A couple of All-Star seasons. So you've seen their best players play two or three times. That means almost every season of the challenge is an All-Star season compared to these other reality television shows. So when these people go back and play All-Stars, that's like once in a blue moon. For the most part, it's always newbies coming back. Whereas like the challenge, every season in another reality television show world is an All-Star season. So you're going to take the greatest two plus one of the great girls from the past who has become a poker player in her retirement, mm-hmm. and you're going to put them in this reality television show against people who don't even play games and not expect them to dominate. Come on.
It's so true. And it's funny. Like, it makes me think of like 39, where, like, you know, like people will complain about the not star part, but like that's a regular season on all these
other
shows.
That's a regular reality television show. That's why the challenge is so great.
Yeah.
And that's why they dominated. And
absolute child's play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
If you notice, people said Trishelle at the reunion, they're like, Trishelle played the best game. She did play a great game. But you also got to remember, CT's name never got brought up. And when it did, those people were gone. But what's really interesting about CT is, he wasn't part of the Peter Pals, right?
Yep.
But Trishelle was, and he made sure Trishelle gave him safety.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really part of, like, the gamers.
Nope.
But he was good with a couple of them, but he wasn't, like, he never let himself become part of a group.
100%. He was unofficially part of Bravo. Unofficially.
Right, because of Phaedra.
Yeah.
He had a foot in every corner. He had a hand on in every room, but he was never someone who was throwing the first arrow, and he was never anybody who was being, you know, a flamboyant faithful.
Yes.
So he kind of towed the traitor line, but besides not being honest about his move to vote out Sandra at the end, he never pivoted, which is why he never really had anyone come after him unless they wanted to be like, oh, he's a dominant male, it's got to be him. That's for the sure. only heat he took. Other than that, CT...
That and the Peter one, too. That he little football on the Peter one.
Yeah, but
a little bit.
I think Peter had already put himself out there so much that CT knew it was safe.
Sure. Yeah, no, he did. That's absolutely
you
right.
Know his little,
it was safe for him to vote for Peter.
CT, when he twinkle-toed at the end,
yeah,
he was basically telling everyone, I just twinkle-toed my way through this damn season.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the, you know...
Yeah. When I look back, when I look back on some of the times where... For example, there was the mission where half the people had to go inside, half the people had to go outside. And he said, hey, I don't need a shield right now. I'll help everybody out. So, like, the time later in the season, wherever they shot the arrow and he went for his own thing, mm-hmm. it made sense. Because, like, I waited my turn.
CT's so good at, yeah, picking his shots.
His spots,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, he never is overzealous. He knows when to take them. And he did this all season. It was very masterful. And here's the other thing we got to remember. CT came into this game single. And the most dangerous CT, in my opinion, is a single CT. Because here's the only thing that's better than young CT is this refined ruggedness. He brings that Boston ruggedness, but now it's refined. I don't know how a woman who can't... I don't know how any woman could turn him down.
He could go 10 years up. He could go 30 years... Not 20, he can go 20 years down.
Yeah, let's be careful with the downs, but yeah... The refined ruggedness that he brings.
I'm thinking he's 50. No, dude. He's the man. He's the man. Dude. He's the absolute man. And I only said that because I know there's season 40. He's part of an earlier era. But he is an absolute unit in every sense of the word.
Do you think this makes him a better reality television star than Bananas?
Wow, that's a great question.
I mean, you could argue this all day.
I think this makes it a conversation because I think
it's always been a conversation
in terms of for challenge, of course, but mm-hmm. for full reality.
Oh yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it. For this, I mean, you can't give either one the edge definitively. You can't.
No,
this is a monster win for Chris Tamborello.
Yeah, because what Johnny did in House of Villains was pretty impressive too.
It was, and one thing
conceding the win to Tanisha was also pretty heroic.
That was a win.
That counts.
Know? Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And I think for this.
He gets his
this
flowers.
This show is, it meant so much to him. And I saw that so much throughout the season. He said it towards the end. Like, he was having so much fun. He said, I hadn't done a show in a while, and this experience was awesome. For him to show he could be versatile and, you know, be part of every crew in politics the way that he's always done it.
I think he's proved time and time again that he's versatile. I think that this was just... This just really proved how mental his game really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just physical. He's a brilliant, brilliant man.
Absolutely. Nah.
Moving on.
We'll move on. So we'll start from the
beginning. Clean up the snail trails.
Yeah. Moving on. That was the intro. So we'll get back into the episodes. We come back. Roundtable. Peter is the final choice by MJ. He's got to go. Woolsey, John, so bloody obvious.
This just proves to me more and more that this was a numbers game first and a traitor's game. Traders Faithful game second, because listen.
Yep.
At this point, Peter's big pivot was because he was just trying to stay safe on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know that, I mean, there's always a chance that someone could be a traitor, but people had to shoot a shot here, John and Trishel. And this is why CT's brilliant, because he let them shoot the shot. He still voted for Phaedra, but, you know.
He wasn't the one that pulled the trigger.
So that was a great move. But, I mean, I think they wanted so badly to get Phaedra out so that they could control every vote from here on out. And that Bravo crew just wouldn't allow it.
Yeah. And playing the boisterous way that Peter played, similar to, you know, I think we compare it to Josh style game. It has its downfalls, which is if you make one or two false moves towards the end, then you're going to be at the top of the questionable people.
Well, and once you put a target on your back, you can only stay safe for so long
until
people say, hey, let's get this target out so that we can just, everyone can agree to get him out is basically the thing. Once you put a target on your back, that's kind of what, and that's what he did. And I think, you know, if he comes back and does another competition reality show, I would be interested to see how good he does. Cause I think he's looking back now and being like, you know, I got a lot of attention. I made a lot of moves, but I didn't win. And I think he wants to win. And I think he realizes now what CT did. And CT kind of just was like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Shoot your shot.
It's crazy how you read my mind. Because
walk
I was just
saying,
did you enjoy watching Peter on Peter on TV? And would you welcome the idea of him on a challenge?
I mean, at this point, we got weasels like Jay running around the challenge. Yeah, I would love to have a guy like Peter on the challenge, because I think the challenge will be great for someone like Peter, because he is brash, he is outspoken, and if he's an athlete or if he's good at elimination rounds, he's good under pressure.
Yeah,
you have to take him out still. So I think the challenge might suit his personality better.
For sure.
But he'd have to really come out and smack someone in the mouth, because you don't come on the show from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. People will go at you to test you.
For sure.
Because that's where you're from. Now, if you come from Turkish Survivor, people might say, hey, brother, room with me, cousin.
Room with me.
Yeah.
Or sleep with me, one of the two.
Yeah, but Peter would be like, let's throw him to the wolves, see how he does. If he comes back with some stripes, he's our guy. But if he's gone, we'll probably see you handing out roses in the near future.
For sure. He did have the confidence to approach CT. He did have the combativeness to go at some of these people, Dan, Phaedra, whatever he had to do. So, like, it's a little bit different in the challenge house, which is why CT, Trishel, they walked around this place like they owned it.
They were doing handstand walks around all these people. They were running circles.
They really were. So, and that's why, and Dan knew that's exactly what was going to happen had Johnny stayed more than 24 hours in that. You know what I'm saying? So, hello.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah,
did you hear that? Him.
Yeah, I did. Are you making fun of the way I'm drinking?
No. I just wanted to do that.
Yeah, no, it's ASMR. It's a thing.
I don't know what that means.
I'll teach you. Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. We know at this point, you know, Phaedra's kind of reaching her tipping point in terms of her exhaustion and lying and stuff. So here's my question. Do you ever think, why do you think that Trishel never got any real traitorous suspicions? Because, like, what was it about her game that she was never questioned as being anything other than a faithful?
Well, she never pivoted. Yeah. She never changed who she was going for. She was very clear, concise. She gave reason. And then she followed it up. And if people didn't, she showed frustration. So everyone knew, like, I'm just voting with the group to vote with the group.
Yeah.
And I think there's some people that you can just, like, I'll be honest. There's some people that I've done challenges with. When you talk to them, you're like, I know they're not lying. And they're either a very good liar or they're just a good, they're just not lying. Mm-hmm. And I think Trishel was able to convince people that. And I think here's the thing. When you are a faithful and you don't have to lie, it comes off very honest, like you're not lying. And I think she just knew to stay good with everyone, I have to lay low, but, you know, be honest. And I think when she's being honest, she's a poker player. When she's being honest, she's being honest.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She never had to try to bluff anyone.
For sure. Okay, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. In retrospect, there was a game of alliances. Like we talked about, the numbers game. There's the Peter, John, Kevin, Bergie. They're all outcasts. They suck together. CT, in classic CT fashion, he finds a way to everybody's thing. After this round table, Trishel hugs CT. They're kind of, you know, giving us a glimpse of what's going to happen. CT correctly predicts John's demise, and then Phaedra and Kate meet in the traitor's lair.
I just don't think that, like...
Yeah.
I think they should have gone after someone else, because I felt like going after John or Trishel was so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, at least it was going to be Phaedra. Kate gets away with one here, because no one suspects her at this point, so Kate... It doesn't matter. And this was a great move. But I think if Phaedra, I think she had at this point kind of, you're right, like given up a little bit.
Yeah.
She was exhausted. And I think she just knew this is what's expected of me. And also, I think, like she said at the reunion, I had people that I liked and people that I didn't like. And I just think she was okay with losing.
Yeah.
Whereas I think had she gone for Cherie or MJ or basically anyone close to her, it might have. People might have thought, well, Trishel or maybe someone else.
Yeah.
But going for John was just blatantly obvious.
For sure. And she said it with the CT vote at the end, girl power, right? She's like, right. Hey, I'd rather be a woman, whatever, which is cool.
But that's the difference between someone.
Her
like,
and
Larsa, Larsa said it too. Larsa said, you know, us from Bravo, like, we're just trying to have a good time and be on TV, whereas the gamers are always gaming, you know? So a gamer wouldn't do that. A gamer would do what Dan did.
Yeah.
What Janelle did, always going for the shield. Someone who is not used to this cutthroat competition, especially after not seeing it, is going to concede easier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you see yourself concede and you see someone else win and you get to almost get a taste of it from their perspective, you're going to go back and you're going to be a lot more savage. Like, look at Cherie Fields. She did a lot of reality shows. And by her last one, the last Traitor show, she was just done with losing. And she's like, I will lie to anyone and everyone I have to.
Yeah, my game is refined.
Yeah.
For sure. The only logical person in this, for me, that could possibly throw off the house would have been Sandra. It wouldn't have made sense from any way. So, to me, she was the...
Oh, Sandra too. Yeah, Sandra or Cherie were my two.
Yes. I think, obviously, yeah.
Or MJ.
One of those two. Or MJ.
Those three.
Yeah.
Because they're all Bravo people, and that would have had people at least... Because Phaedra hadn't taken out a friend all season. Or, besides Tamra.
Right. Yeah.
You know... But
yeah, her last friend.
See ya.
Yeah, we'll say. Yeah. Okay, so during the breakfast interviews, Phaedra says she was thrown off by CT voting her as a traitor, and that all is fair in love and war. LOL. She knows how to create a storyline. It was funny. So,
oh, you think that's a storyline?
Love and war, baby. That's her castle daddy.
Yeah.
CT asked Kate, you know, about Phaedra.
This is where Kate's game starts to unravel.
Mm-hmm.
She's going. So this is where it's funny. It's like Kate's going too hard now protecting Phaedra, and it's showing. Now this is literally showing her hand. At this point, she's sitting pretty, but I don't think Kate likes to lie.
Yeah.
I think some of these people from Bravo are so used to just being blatantly honest because they're just like, film my life, and I'm going to tell you how I feel because I don't care, that they don't like to lie. And so they get in these lying positions with their friends, and they just feel like shit where it's someone like... Trishel had to double check CT because she's like, this motherfucker's my friend, but he still could lie to me.
Yeah, dude. Where Kate, right. Kate is like, oh, Phaedra, you're digging your own grave here. Let me hop in there. Is there room for me?
Yeah, and then she bails last second, And I'm like, Kate played every card wrong. And to the fact where she almost conceded too, where she was just like, oh, we're all safe. Like, you know, she gave up too.
Yeah, give them what they want. Let them have some traitor blood.
Right.
Like, don't fight it.
Yeah.
Don't fight it.
Yeah. You are fine. You were fine, and then you stuck up for her too hard, and then went after her too hard, you know?
Yeah, you got to understand, like, a pet wants to eat. If a pet doesn't have food, they're going to starve. So don't direct them to somebody that's not a traitor. They're going to be even more pissed.
Right.
You know? It's just ridiculous.
Well, I also don't think, again, this is this is her second time doing it, but she was never a traitor. And I will say, I think being a traitor has got to be incredibly difficult.
Oh, yeah. I
now especially now.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on. They go to the Daily Mission. What did you think about this? I know what you're going to say. To me, all I could think of was the lily pads at Soak City back in the day. Just hopping from lily pad to lily pad.
For sure. I love this. I love this challenge. Mm-hmm. Because I like seeing things that not everyone can do, because it proves how good certain people are compared to others in competition. And I just think what happened in this challenge was what we all expected to happen.
Yeah.
They are who we thought they were.
Hold up. Are you telling me you give me a bunch of moms and they're going to have a hard time doing an athletic challenge that they don't train for?
Not moms. I'm not just talking about moms. Anybody. John probably
couldn't. Of course.
Do it. We're saying, like,
50-year-old dads, 40-year-old dads.
I'm saying, if you've been on the challenge, this was an easy mission. If you haven't, this is a hard one. It's iron forges iron. You know, there are different challengers are a different breed of competitor. They see this and they might fall once or twice, but first of all, they're going to figure it out. And here's the other thing. We all know going into it, whoever tested this has to be as good or a worse athlete than the best challenger, right? So whoever tested it was probably, couldn't have been better than CT at it. Or if he was, CT is still capable, you know? It just, this showed that challengers are, we reign supreme in competition shows. It doesn't get any clearer now. Again, Trishelle's not the most dominant female challenger, especially right now. There's been challenges on All-Stars that she couldn't complete.
Yeah.
But she made this one look really easy.
Yeah, it was a cakewalk.
While all the other girls, you know, couldn't get there at all. Except for,
MJ would give
MJ
her credit.
Ended up getting there, yeah.
Yeah, give her a lot of credit. Round of applause for MJ. That was awesome. I mean, they made it look like a cakewalk. And
they were like, oh, it's because Trishelle has long legs.
You think?
Yeah, that might help her, but she also has a single athletic bone in her body. You guys don't.
No, and that's a perfect example. Perfect example. So Phaedra took a tumble. MJ took a tumble. Sandra took a tumble. Sheree took a tumble. Kate gets on a roll, takes a tumble. So
yeah, Kate actually did pretty good, though.
Yeah, she got on a roll. And she kills it. So CT falls twice, but gets it done.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how tired he probably was after that?
Yeah, he was exhausted.
So
good job by CT. It obviously was harder for the heavier people.
Watching people fall is hysterical.
It's the best.
You gotta love it.
It's the best.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's great. When they're trying, it's like they were all giving it a go too. I think Phaedra only went one time. Like, you got your footage? Like, am I fucking done with this?
The best part is she wanted everyone to be silent. Like, don't cheer for me.
All right, so yeah, props to MJ. She gets that done. That was fun. Okay. Now we talked about it with Trishelle, but I want to ask again, because like, I'm studying the game, because one day, you never know, I'd like to play this, and I'm sure you would too. But like, MJ, same thing. Like, never questioned once. Like, is it her authenticity? Is it just like, you just know that they're being real? Like, what?
I just guess, like, for me, I think MJ was like a piece of driftwood that her group was like, it's a vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's not a dangerous player. You know, she never.
She picked up on a couple things. You know, but whenever she took a stand, she was wrong every time.
Well, 100%. But that's also because that whole group was eating out of Phaedra's hand. And she, in turn, protected them all. So I think MJ was protected. And I also think they kept, like, it was a numbers game. So they were keeping her around as a vote. And the Bravo women had, you know, they had numbers a lot of the time. So, I mean, do I think she stuck around because of her gameplay? No. I think it was more so
last
circumstance.
Person standing, yeah.
Yeah, it was she's a victim of circumstance.
And we'll jump around a little bit. One of the things I was going to talk about, actually, we'll get to it later when we get to the final fire. Okay, so when Sandra comes in, do you think she should have had more of a display at the round table? Let's move to the round table. Should she have, like, made more of a scene of people, like, questioning her, or was she defensive? Like, what did you think about the way that Sandra handled this whole situation?
I just think Sandra didn't expect it to have her turn on her. So I think she was playing. She wasn't. She didn't have her. She had no defense. Yeah. She wasn't ready to defend herself because I don't think she expected that to happen. She was caught off guard. And I think she. I think also there's the thought of if I react too heavily to this, people are gonna think it's unauthentic. So sometimes acting like it's not that big of a deal might come off as, you know, a better move.
Yeah.
And I think that was her mindset there. But I don't think it really mattered because I think that ultimately CT had a plan to get rid of her regardless.
Yeah.
I think CT knew at the end of the day. He said, the only person I owe anything to is a person I have 20 plus years of experience with. I don't know. I can hear him saying, I don't owe any of them anything. Let's get rid of them all.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And I think MJ was part of getting rid of Sandra in order to have more money at the end. And then CT pulled the we'll see on her too. And that's why I think she's so bitter.
100%. He didn't need her.
No. I think and I will just say it because we're here. I think the great part about this was, as challengers, we always say, don't ask for forgiveness. Ask for permission. They laid the rules out saying, if you don't think the game is over, throw the red bag in there. And they don't have to specify whether I don't think the game is over because I might think you're still a traitor. But what they're really saying is 208 grand split two ways is much more lucrative for me than it split three ways. We don't need you anymore. See you later.
Well, yeah.
And it's also, too, solidifying the fact that we don't know either way. There's always a chance. So let's just make sure there's less of a chance of that to happen. Get out of here. We'll take more money. The only thing that could have made this ending better would have been if Trishel or CT was actually a traitor and pulled the wool over the other person's eyes. But that would be almost too masterful because CT and Trishel were like the best bloodhounds all season.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. I mean,
the challengers took the rules and were like, wait a second. We could play by what it says when you think there's no traitors left. That's when it ends. Or we could take more money and use these rules to our advantage. And that's exactly what they did. And MJ's just bitter that she got caught on the wrong end of that. It was a numbers game. That was the numbers game that we were suspecting all along.
Yeah.
There's no other way to explain that. CT knew what he was doing.
He did.
Trishel was like, good idea. But Trishel wanted to make sure, hey, you're not going to play me because I'll tie this shit up. And that's why she saw his reaction. And I think she said, once I saw his reaction, I knew. And that was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
TJ's proud.
She wasn't. TJ's proud.
TJ's like nodding in the background. Like,
since we brought it up, do you not think she was worried at all about MJ? You know, she wasn't worried about CT at all voting for her or MJ, right? Or like she knew she had CT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll go back to this. So Kate, she says that Phaedra is more selfish than skillful. Do you agree with that?
No. I think Phaedra protected almost all of her friends, and she refused to go against Kate at the end there, and she still didn't kill her friends when it would have been a better move for her.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's selfish.
Yeah.
I think Kate had to scramble there to overcompensate for her protecting her earlier.
Yeah.
And make it seem like her mind was so changed.
My notes say being a traitor is so much more complicated than everyone thinks. I mean, as I watch this,
100%.
I'm studying who doesn't get suspicion and why. Like John, Bergie, MJ, Trishel, like they were never considered. Like if you ever go on and if I ever go on, I'm going to look at these things and say, like, this is what it takes for it to have zero suspicion. You have to be engaged in finding faithfuls, or at least convinced.
Yeah.
So, very, very, very interesting point. CT is giddy when they get Phaedra out. Oh, real quick. So, I do want to talk about that nice moment where he said, you know, CT says to her as he's voting for her, everyone honors Phaedra as they're kicking her out. They're like, you're the greatest person, we love you, this and that. Oh yeah, by the way, you're a Phaedra. You're a Phaedra. You're a traitor. And
she is a Phaedra as well.
She's a fantastic Phaedra too. And he goes to her, I think you came on here to be the opposite of what you are in real life. Basically saying you're a real one and this is a lot of fun. Have you ever seen a situation like that where like people are literally like kissing your ass as they're kicking you out?
Yeah, anytime Mark Long goes into an elimination round. Pretty much any single time Mark gets voted for anything.
That's exactly like, what I wanted to hear. Yeah. It's like, I love you, bro. Wolsey.
Yeah. Or Leroy, too, I guess, going in. But yeah, definitely. There's those people who are just so likable that you hate to vote for them.
Yeah.
And I think she was one of them. And I think everyone was really upset that she ended up being a traitor because they wanted to play with her. And she sounds like everyone got along with her really well, too.
Yeah.
So that's
sure.
huge.
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay. So then Kate gets her opportunity. So who would you have murdered if you were Kate on her final opportunity?
And she murdered Cherie.
Mm-hmm.
To not make it look like it was me. Let me think. That's tough. I just don't think she stands much of a chance at this point. It's so tough because she kind of gave herself up. But I guess you can't go Sandra because that's obvious. And so I think she does Cherie because maybe, I don't even know, maybe MJ is the right choice there. I don't know what would be, I can't even, because it's so confusing now.
Yeah.
But I think if she did CT, maybe that would have thrown some people off.
Part of me thinks if you go CT and it's just all us women, you take a number away from Trishelle, you might have a shot here.
Yeah.
You might have a shot.
That's the only one where I think that they might, she can still convince those other girls to stick with her if she can get them to think Trishelle's a traitor.
Yeah.
And that's the only path I see for her.
And that's how you pin it. Be like, Trishelle wanted everyone to know for sure that it wasn't her. She's the traitor. I thought Trishelle was a little bit more suspicious than anyone thought. Like, you know, like I think like if you're watching it, you could have pinned some stuff on her. You could have. Like, all the way through. Even at the end, whenever Trishelle goes CT, MJ really fumbled the bag, in my opinion, of not saying to CT, do you, like, look what's happening here. You know I'm a faithful CT. You know for a fact I'm a faithful. I know this is your friend. She just put your name on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
It was a fumble by her. She should have really, really pushed that.
But see, I think,
here's your friend of 20 years. She just put your name on a chalkboard for 200 Gs.
But you think rock, paper, scissors, she was checking me. Now, what if, you know, because then what if she votes for MJ and then he votes for Trishelle and then Trishelle votes, or then MJ votes for Trishelle, then CT and her take the money. But I think CT wanted to do right by another challenger. And
even
I think,
after she put his name on a chalkboard,
I think
it's a fumble by MJ.
It is a fumble by MJ, but I think Trishelle did that knowing that MJ's inexperienced and also knowing that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That CT has probably lied to her in the past.
Yeah.
So she had to check him and be like, I have power here.
Yeah. And she said that too when he's like, I think that's it. She's like, are you sure that that's what we're doing?
Right.
And I really agreed. By the way, I do not give Trishelle any shit for putting CT's name on that chalkboard, because the points that she made were actually pretty valid.
Yeah, he should. If he had now, had he told her about him going after Sandra instead of Kate, then I don't think her move would have been valid. But I think when he lied to her once, it took her back to wherever it was in the challenge history where he lied to her or he did her wrong.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, now I've been in this position with you before. I can't just blindly trust you when it comes to $200,000, I have to check you.
And
that was a pretty great move.
Great move. Risky, but great.
I did not expect Trishelle to have such amazing gameplay while still keeping the crazy franticness.
Yeah.
It was pretty great to see. I'm really proud of her, too, with how she went out there and approached the Bravo girls before the second to last daily.
Yeah.
Mission, where she went out there. And I just, CT eggs her on. I was like, go do it. Because that's a beautiful move, because now CT says, go make yourself more of a target than me. Awesome. But I was proud of her for being able to, I mean, that's got to be tough to be the only girl from the challenge there and then to approach a group of four or five girls, women from Bravo who, you know, I'm not saying they're like, you know, seats taken type of thing, but they are their own entity.
They are crewed up.
And Trishelle went out there and was, and she said what she needed to say, and I think she got her point across, and I'm really proud of her because I don't know if she had that in her.
Yeah.
I think she would have just kept her mouth shut years ago, and that was great.
Yeah, to walk up to them and say, hey, you guys, just so you know, your friend is the one ruining this.
Right.
She's the one ruining this.
Yeah.
And I know that she's helping you while she's ruining it, but she's still ruining it. Right. So let's end the problem.
That was all. I mean, I'm really, as much shit as I'll talk about her, and I'll continue to talk shit about a lot of people, including her, that was awesome. I was so proud of her for doing that.
Yeah, that was dope. And then one thing that you reminded me of is during the mission, the lily pad mission, when then they're digging for the dirt, CT shows a little frustration, and it just reminds me that Trishelle is the only one here that really understands the ruthlessness of Chris Tambor. Like, these girls don't know who he is like that. No. You know, they don't know the fire in the eye. They don't know that the switch being flipped. She does. So her cautiousness is very warranted by her standards, you know? Yeah. Especially seeing, oh, you know what? You did flip on the Peter situation. Oh, wait. You did flip on the Phaedra situation. You did flip, because in reality, he did switch up three times.
Yeah, he pivoted. And we said, when you pivot, it makes it look suspicious. Yeah. The only person he pivoted to was his number one. So
right.
She had every right to do that. It was a brilliant gameplay.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, she was checking the cards.
For sure. She was checking the temp.
Yeah.
Okay. So had Phaedra used this opportunity to say, you know what? I finally figured it out. CT, Trishelle, you guys are the ones masterminding this whole thing and kind of putting them as being the traitors. I don't think she would have had a chance, but I think she could have taken them out, and she was out. She was done.
Yeah. And I also think she liked them both enough where she thought, I have a very difficult path to win. You guys don't. I mean, that's, again, the difference between someone who plays games and doesn't. I'm not going to ever concede. And that's the difference with Dan too. Like, Dan's never going to concede. He's there to play a game.
Yeah.
Dan could get, like, Dan's not a television personality. He's a television competitor.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about anything else besides playing the game, and that's what they have to understand.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay, so
you're like, all right, move it on.
No. I agree. I mean, I think that with Phaedra, like, she had other cards to play. She was just done playing, and she thinks she had a great season, which she did, but in reality, she didn't come close to winning, really. You know? She's in the top half, but that's, like, not that close. So there's a difference between playing to win and playing to have a great season. She had a great season. A-minus for me. Letter grade, but it's not in the A. It's not in the A plus category because she didn't do everything to win.
She would have been a dominant faithful, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Phaedra would have coasted to the end.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so how do you feel about people playing this game multiple times? And because Kate had that opportunity, this is her second time playing, and I'm looking at her playing for the second time and still making a lot of these, you know, pretty obvious mistakes, letting her emotions get the best of her, putting a target on her back, and then if you're cool with it, if you don't mind people playing traitors multiple times, who would you want to see from this season?
So, oh, I was going to ask that too. I was going to say, who would you want to see come back?
Okay, I'll think about it.
I think, obviously, I'd like to see Johnny play. I'd like to see Johnny try to take that, like, flamboyant showmanship, like, and turn it into masterful gameplay. I'd like to see if he has that in him where he can play the, you know, be low key and make it through. I'd like to see Janelle as a traitor. I'd like to see Sandra as a traitor. And I obviously, I think that they should bring back the reigning champ, CT, because he deserves to. But I'd definitely like to see a few more challengers on there next time.
Absolutely.
I don't think they're ready for that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they're ready for the, like, the rambunctiousness that would cause.
I'm going to take Peter. I would love to see Peter again Peter in this house.
I think they could run back half this cast.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would be fun.
This was a really good cast.
And we'd be down to watch it.
And they could integrate, you know, take half of this cast and bring in some new, exciting people. Maybe some, you know, real savages.
You know what?
Like myself.
Bring Zach on the show. No, so I didn't think of it being that way, but, like, I actually really like that idea of creating this challenge, this traitors universe, the same way there's a challenge universe, where it's like, yeah, I played traitors 2-3 times, or, you know, I came back for this season, where it's like a fraternity almost, and it's like, you know, you play, it's like a thing to play multiple times. I like that, because, you know, are you a traitor this time, are you a faithful this time, all that is fun. So
I love seeing the crossover stuff. I would love to see, like, just do a challenge with Survivor versus challengers.
There you go.
Take the best people from Survivor, take the best people from the challenges, and integrate both games and see how it goes. Like, there'll be some starvation type things that the Survivor people will be used to, but I don't think anyone wants to put helmets and shoulder pads on against the challenge group.
No, man, that's different. That's different.
Danny McRae is probably the only person.
The champion, USA season one?
Yeah. The only guy from Survivor that I wouldn't want to see with a helmet on would be Danny McRae, I think. There's probably a few more that I don't know about. But maybe, you know, Chris too. He seems like he'd be frightening now that he's won a bunch. But yeah, I would.
You're not afraid of Sebastian?
Come on, man. Not unless we're in the.
How about some of these other? No, I know you're not afraid of these guys. No. But no, I mean that would be fun. That would be fun. And the challenge is always kind of doing different stuff. I think
give us like an extremely physical show against the best survivor, against the best challengers. I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be interesting. And then you could also say, let's put everybody in a Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Here.
That's a great idea.
You know? Take 7, 7, and 7, 21 people, put them in. I mean, we're leaving out some shows, but like, I don't think we need to see Amazing Race people, Dusty. Just kidding.
Dusty's a challenger now.
Bro, Dusty's been training.
He's a tank.
He's been working on that scholarship.
Dusty would be great on this show too, I think. Dusty would be fun on this show because he'd just be so like wired all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, he would.
He would be fun on this show.
He would need to chill down a little bit.
Yeah, he would be like, he would be so wired on this show. Yeah,
we'd have to buy him a kimono.
Put him and Tiffany on this show. I would love to see Tiffany on this show.
Boom. Tiffany would kill this show.
Tiffany for Traitors. Put Tiffany Mitchell on Traitors. Now. Do it now.
Actually, you think they should put Big D on there too? Seems like it fits his athletic capabilities. Actually, I think Big D might be a worse athlete than John. He'd be like the charity case. Like, Big D, fire off the horn.
All right, brother. you're kidding, right?
Big D? Dude, Big D wouldn't make...
I think he's a better athlete than you're giving him credit for.
Big D wants me in hallway.
Can we set that up?
You got enough country crock to butter the hallway?
What are you gonna use, the interstate?
Yeah, we can't use the turnpike.
Look, like I said,
that's not a haul for me.
If he beats me, he'll get a chance at you.
All right. Do you think you could beat Big D in 100 meter dash?
Maybe.
Okay. What's
actually? Honestly, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna be realistic and say no.
You don't think so? 100 meters?
I'm not gonna say yes. Okay, I'm not gonna say yes. Not in a race. I'm not going to take myself in a race against anyone.
What physical competition would you know hands down you could beat Big D in?
Basketball, for sure.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, basketball 100%.
You think you could throw hands with Big D?
No. I don't train. I'm not a boxer. But if I'm running routes too, like if I'm running routes, I'm scoring a touchdown every single play.
Who's your quarterback?
Whoever you want to give me, it's very, very simple physics. All right. If the defenders are here, put it here. And I got hands, bro. I do.
Oh, I know you do. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just wondering. Maybe we can set that up, a little one-on-one football, you against Big D. I'll be all-time Q.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yep. You run it out, in, out, and up, and I'll get you in the corner end zone. Tap toe, tip toe.
That's
out
easy.
The dough.
Like we're playing Madden. Yeah, like we're playing Madden.
My perfect world. Tom Brady's quarterback.
Hey, millions of people will pay to see
Charles Rogers.
We're gonna have to pay people to fucking be there. Okay.
Charles Woodson's guarding me. 7 seconds left. I run it out. No, I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say, bro. Don't let me be the quarterback. That's gonna be tough. Okay. So real quick, they go to the final mission before Trishel.
Oh, this is the final mission where they had the gold and they had to get out to the boat.
Yeah.
Didn't it seem like CT was getting a bunch of toddlers like ready to go on an airplane trip or something? Like on a flight? Like it just seemed like he was trying to organize
a bunch of guys.
It's like, okay, you older kids, you go ahead and you wait up there while I get these. Like it was, I just felt so bad for him. I just felt like he was just managing children the whole time.
No, it was hysterical.
While carrying the whole load.
Let me ask you, be honest, like, do you think they told them, like, guys, just get onto that boat and we're gonna make sure you get the money? There's no timer.
Well, when Sandra jumped in the water and they're like, you have 4 minutes to swim, however long that was, and come back and you're going against the current, I'm thinking,
well,
yeah. I don't think Sandra's making that swim. And then they're driving out, and then they had to, I mean,
that's all fake.
That time crunch was pretty tough, but
pretty
they did
perfect.
It. They did it.
Yeah, for sure. Before
how about Trishel when I forget who asked her? I think it was MJ. They're like, "Is CT gonna be mad?" She's like, "If we all do all of them," and she goes, "It's just gonna take too long."
let him handle it.
Yeah, he's got this.
Let the man handle
it. Oh man, he did work. But what made
he's
that,
handy?
What
man?
Yeah, he's a handy man. You know what makes him even better was when they got done with that challenge. And he goes in there. He's like, oh, what kind of soup is it? They're like, tomato. He's like, got any toasted bread to dip in there?
Oh, like, yeah, man.
Dude, this guy is great.
He's
dominates
pure.
A challenge, single-handedly takes, you know, the chickens be clucking, gets him to the finish line, and then comes back. Clucking, man. And what does this guy want? He wants some toast with his tomato bisque.
Yeah, and they had it for him.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
He's a foodie.
Before
he can cook.
Real quick, before this is important. So
he just ignored me.
Before, no, he's a cook?
CT can cook really well.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. One of my favorite CT stories was on Free Agents. He brings this bag, and there was no clothes in it. There was just a juicer. And then he asked production to bring him tons of fresh produce to juice every day.
That's great. He's probably one of those guys that like can cook a meal in prison, just figuring it out.
Oh, yeah. CT has thrown some omelets together. You out of this world. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, that I understand, because great men make a great breakfast. Do you make a great breakfast?
I can.
That's a man thing.
I once cooked a breakfast at a bachelor party. Eggs, bacon, sausage, and potatoes all on a grill.
Fantastic.
And only half the burners were working.
Oh, okay. So you're doing multiples.
Everyone ate.
We had
the only thing I did.
Ben's bachelor party. We had some breakfast going.
Yeah. Did you do it all on a grill?
No.
Yeah, you did it in the comfort of a cottage.
That's true.
No, you killed the breakfast for sure. Breakfast was fantastic. But, you know, you began.
I had four burners.
You started that breakfast on third base and hit a home run.
That's true. You I know, had all the good
I started stuff. In the dugout with a broken ankle. Grand slam. Barry Bonds.
You're gonna make breakfast in Myrtle Beach?
We're in a hotel. Can't cook breakfast in a hotel.
You're right. We might need the Airbnb. Before the mission, Trishelle gets info that MJ and Kate want to vote Sandra. She takes that info, takes it to CT and Sandra, and they know.
This is a back and forth, and it was whoever's name was the last one on the table is the one that's going to go. And mm-hmm. I think it's just back and forth, people throwing blame, and it's whoever you... It's like the last group to talk before you go in. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And poor Sandy.
We'll live.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the final.
I thought it was good because it was strenuous. It was just basically like a challenge mini final.
Yep, that's what I had here.
But it was good to see everyone kind of push. I like seeing people who aren't used to pushing themselves push themselves. It's cool to see what they can do. It's cool to see them do these challenges. And that's half the battle, is just getting through those.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's a traitorized mini final.
Everyone got to the finish line. So
everyone got
all
to the finish
proud.
Line. I said, look, in terms of difficulty, you know, I don't want to make everything in an Anissa joke, but you could bust your ankle if you're not paying attention. So they have terrain, is my point.
Oh, dude, that was treacherous terrain. Some would say that train was tougher than that of 38. No ankles were sprained. Not a single ankle.
Nope. Anissa would be good for this show, too.
Anissa would kill traitors.
I would love to see Anissa on traitors.
She would kill it. She'd be the big traitor.
The big trait. Detour one, ropes, 5K. The other one.
Throw it in the back.
The other one, they have to find a rock, 5K. CT has to run back for the combination.
Light work.
Detour three, they rappel down the cliff, but none of them were crying like Corey.
Kate didn't like it, but none of them were crying.
No crying. Yeah, she's good.
TJ, will you save me?
TJ's will like, you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll leave. Yeah. All Listen. Right. And then, yeah, flag in a cave with 4 minutes left, and they find a way to get all the money.
Sandra, they took her in there.
Yeah.
She's like the metal detector. Beep, beep, beep. She found it. CT's like, grab the rope and pull yourself in.
No, I give her a lot of credit, though. This is out of her comfort zone.
I would not want to I don't like jumping in the ocean. The ocean is undefeated. You either tie and get out alive or you die in the ocean. There's no in between, really. There's no, like, it's either you got out alive or you didn't. There's no, like, oh, it was okay. Like, the ocean sucks. And you always watch those, like, The Guardian or whatever, where they fall in the water and they got to swim into the rocks. That's treacherous, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to do that. Luckily, they probably had life jackets on and that rope. But what if you let go of the rope?
Yeah. It's scary.
That was pretty scary. I wonder how they survived.
So what did you think of the round table? By the way, CT with that bandana scarf, he was dapper.
Yeah, he's throwing out all the curveballs.
Yep. They're making him look OGGQ.
It's that refined ruggedness.
Yeah. What did you think of the round table? We talked a little bit about it, but Sandra, to me, may have been, you know, a little too nonchalant and then also too defensive at the same time. It was weird.
Yeah, I think it came at it real fast. You know, like one of those storms it goes from a sunny day to a tornado real quick. That's kind of what happened, and I think she just kind of got caught with her pants down.
And wait,
she got pantsed.
She got bands. And that's where the skill of Phaedra comes into play. Because in that moment, Phaedra's cool. Cool as a cucumber. But it happens to Sandra, and she loses her shit.
And that's also, you know, yeah, the gamer in her probably is like, oh, shit, scramble.
Yeah. Where, you know, under pressure in terms of, like, confrontational situations, I don't know how Survivor is, but, like, but Bravo, also, Bravo, they have a confrontation every scene.
Sandra wasn't a part of the conversations that were had, obviously, to vote her in. Mm-hmm. So the only conversations she had were people telling her that they're going to vote for, I think, who it was, whoever else it was.
Yeah.
So she didn't know that it was going to be her. And when she saw it was going to be her, she was just, yeah, she had no moves left, actually.
Yeah.
And once everyone's has their mindset, it's tough to change it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's also where they're getting at this point is someone's got to go now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think CT and Trishel are just picking them off one by one.
Yeah.
You know,
just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Clowning one by one. I pull up.
They're like, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yep. That's more and more for us. That's more for us. That's more for us. At the final fire, so they get Sandra out. At the final fire, Kate, very stupidly, votes to end the game, which is impossible because someone got murdered, yeah, and a traitor wasn't banished.
Yeah. Duh. That was her also being like, I know you guys know, so it is what it
in
is.
All, yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She conceded too.
That's fair.
White flag.
White flag. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I guess, yeah, I was going to say out of all the TV we've covered, which is USA 2, which is 39, which is this traitors, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But if you're saying it's basically like a we'll see it to yourself, then we'll see.
Yeah. And I think she, like she said, I got them here, you know, I helped them win this money, but they know someone's got to go.
Yeah.
And I think they all knew it was her. I think they all had known it was her. And I think the only person that had no clue what was about to happen was
Sandra.
Well, MJ.
Oh, MJ, yeah.
Sandra's gone. Kate's basically saying, end the game. Stupid.
Yeah, that was so dumb.
I think that had Kate voted to
Red Fire.
To banish,
yeah.
I think CT and Trishel go for MJ, and then they banish I think that was her plan.
Mm-hmm. Sandra last,
yeah. But I don't think Kate had the memo, because obviously they're not going to tell her that. So Kate was like, whatever, I'm out. And then so it made him look really bad.
Yeah.
But also, MJ worked with the Bravo people the whole season. And there were several times where they were like, hey, you need to vote this way. This is a traitor. And then she voted out of Faithful and was like, I just couldn't imagine it being Phaedra. You know, so I think CT was probably like, get out of here.
She had MJ in her pocket the whole time. Like, for her not to talk to MJ and be like, isn't it clearly them? Cause that's what I'm saying. Like, the suspicion around CT and Trishel was not what it should have been. Somebody at least should have checked the temperature on them. She could have had a number. I mean, Kate, she could have conceded.
Yeah, Kate didn't even try to talk to MJ and say, hey, I'm a Faithful. I've been here, though. I got here halfway through. Why would they make me a traitor? It's one of them. Let's pick them off one by one. She didn't play. Like, that's the problem is there are people playing chess, and then there's the rest of them playing checkers. And once you let those chess people start playing chess, the further you get down the game, the more masterful they're going to get. And
you can't get rid of them. The less variables, the less eyes on them.
And then you can't get rid of them.
No, for sure. No, it's child's play. Child's play. They vote Kate out. Boom, the next vote. CT, Trishel, vote to find another traitor, to MJ's surprise. And then it goes one by one by one. Did your jaw drop when you saw Trishel's chalkboard?
Yep, I didn't expect that at all. And I think that look on CT's face was authentic as well. He had no idea. I think that was the first time in a long time that CT's been had.
Yeah.
Like someone got him.
Yeah.
And checked him.
I think we all in America let out a collective gasp, especially.
Oh, 100%.
Especially us challenge people were like, because.
Yeah, not often does anybody check CT. He's gone through a lot of seasons and kind of skated because of his gameplay, number one, but also because he's CT.
Yeah.
And I think Trishel was like, this isn't the challenge. Hombre.
Yeah, no, you ain't skating this time. Yeah. You're gonna get checked. And like I said, I really, really, really think that, you know, MJ, if you're a gamer, if you're watching this, if you find a way to get this, like, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. And you folded at the wrong time.
MJ thought that they were going to, by the rules, sail off into the sunset and win. So when that happened and someone said, let's vote again, she didn't know what those two were thinking. CT thought he knew what those two were thinking. The other two were thinking. Trishel was the only person that knew that it was going to get tied up, I think. I think because CT was...
But after the second
CT
vote...
CT had been working with MJ more so all season because he was in there with Phaedra.
Yeah.
So he had that relationship. So I think they all... I mean, Trishel gambled...
After the revote, if she would have pounded hard, I don't care. I'm going to say it again because it really is like important for her to know. It's important for you to know, MJ. You should have doubled down on Trishelle. She's a traitor. She tried to kill you at the last second. She's gonna be me and her, and she's going to take all the money, and you know it. She put your name on that fucking chalkboard. Put her name on yours. She fucked it up. And she's mad at them for playing the game. Learn how to play. I'm like upset with MJ because you made it so far. You had a real chance, and you didn't play the game when it needed to be played. Sorry. I had to say it.
I also think CT and Trishelle took it to a point that nobody expected them to because those are the rules. And they used a rule to make themselves more money. They knew MJ was probably a faithful.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
They just said, we'll see ya. We'll see ya. So
we will see ya.
The reunion. We got to the reunion. Everyone looked fabulous. Did you have some opinions on some of the looks?
I mean, it's the same looks they had all season.
Yeah.
I mean, besides Trishelle, definitely needed safety goggles. I mean, everyone else basically just, you know, fit.
Fit the protocol.
Because I know they probably were given options that they had to choose from, and, you know, they're fitting a theme.
Or a budget or something. Yeah.
The Scottish theme.
Yeah, no. What did you feel like seeing Deontay Wilder back, man? He came and he showed his face, and, you know.
I thought it was a good sport.
Yeah.
Good play. I mean, he told us it is, but no one can. I can't talk on someone else's childhood trauma. So if that was difficult, get the hell out of there. Don't put yourself in a negative situation.
For sure.
So
what are the highlights?
The highlights from the reunion. I feel like obviously the MJ still being bitter is a highlight. I told you how bitter Johnny was.
Yeah.
Nothing is more vengeful than a bananas, a scorned bananas.
Dan thought he was going to have a great time and he left out of there being the most hated man in America.
I feel bad. I felt bad for Dan, honestly. Because here, and Janelle said it, we never hold game moves against each other. If you're here to win and you sign up to play a game, and as long as Dan didn't step outside of the rules of the game, which he didn't, he was playing a game trying to win for himself and his family. And the difference is Phaedra and a lot of the Bravo people went down without a fight. Dan fought to the very end. Parvati fought to the very end. The gamers fight to the end. You can't hold that against them because they were brought up in a different environment of television than you.
No, for sure. And to your point, they gave up, you know, when when they should have fought harder.
But don't
MJ should have fought harder. These guys should have fought harder. You have nothing to complain about.
Yeah, and Dan's move in the game, like, doesn't define him as a person. I don't think what he did, like, what he did in the game wasn't throwing his best friend in against her boyfriend and best friend to be mean. That's not what Dan did. Dan was on life support in the game, and he struggled to fight and get every last breath. And if that meant screwing over another traitor, that's what that meant. He owed her nothing. Just because you're a traitor, like, listen, only one traitor won season one. So you have to know going in that the traitors have to play that card against each other at some point.
Yeah, they have to be selfish.
So I don't think Phaedra is very warranted in holding that grudge and saying Dan's a piece of shit. Because I don't think Dan's a piece of shit. I think he's a shitty traitor. But he's not a piece of shit person.
Yeah, I understand the game move. I think, like, to your point, which is, like, Dan thinks this is 20 years ago. And, like, you can make these game moves and you're not affecting people's life. No, you're talking about a lot of bread. You're talking about a lot of screen time. Like, this is...
But the only people that were still mad about moves that were made in the game were people who don't play games as for the reality.
Johnny, that's not true. Johnny.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Come on.
But Johnny's angry, but also I don't think anything that Dan did in that sense was wrong. I think that was a brilliant move.
No, that was more justified than the Phaedra one. The Phaedra one was fucking horrible, bro. You were going down. You were going down.
So if
you might tell me, oh, I had a chance, this and that. Not in this game. This isn't Big Brother.
Okay.
Bro.
So would you concede?
Would I concede? No, but
so
I would have made the...
You can argue the move, but you can't argue... The fight that he had to fight to the very end and at least try to the very end.
I agree. He should try to the very end.
Yes.
What he did was dirty. And I'll stand on it being a dirty move.
It ultimately began the demise of Phaedra, is what it did. When he did
unnecessarily.
That,
and look, here's my thing.
Yeah,
here's my thing.
He played such a bad game that, right, he should have.
Look at the way that Phaedra.
No, he had to fight to the end.
Give me this. When Phaedra had her opportunity to continue to fight, she went probably a little too far in terms of, like, I'm not going to fight it because I'm not going to ruin all their games. But she made a choice that was like, I'm gone in my eyes. And, like, but, like, now I'm starting to agree with you because he has to do everything he can to try
right,
to
just
win
because
the game.
It was a shitty move doesn't mean that
it was dirty.
It was dirty. Yeah. But it's a game and that was within the rules of the game. I don't think it was that bad because he owed her nothing. She wasn't in his alliance. They were just traitors together. And Phaedra was playing a better game, and He was doing whatever he could to win.
Yeah, I just like, if you thought, look at the percentages, bro. Like, if you really, really thought, like, you did not put yourself in a position to win. So to make somebody else lose when you're not going to win, no matter what, you're not going to win. You think there's going to be seven freaking banishments and you're not going to get picked in one of them? Like, come on, bro. Like, stop. You do not need to take her down. So that's how Phaedra looked at it. I'm going down. There's no chance I make it all the way to the end. 0%. She knew that. So she didn't fight. And she's not going to take somebody down with her. And she proved it by voting CT.
I'm taking someone down with me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I might play if you play it. Here's
if it's someone you don't like, yeah.
At what point did him and Phaedra like shake hands and say, we're not going to do this, this, and this? No, I don't know if they did or not. Game. That's my thought is you can fight until the very end. You're given that option. You got kids. You got things you love. Fight for them.
I get it.
You don't ever want to go home.
You plant zero seeds. We're six episodes in, and out of nowhere, you want Phaedra. So, it's just fucking bullshit, bro.
No, it was a dirty move, but again, you can hate the move. You can't hate the motive.
Agree. Or the person. For sure.
The person, but Dan's move wasn't malicious. It was what he thought was going to keep him safe. Did it end up looking malicious? Yes. Did it end up being against a fan favorite? Yes. That's why he's taking a lot of heat. Yeah. If Tamara was a traitor, no one would care.
I agree with you. It's not malicious. It's irresponsible is what it is. It is. It's irresponsible.
Which is great TV.
I agree. I love to see it. That's and we love like, talking about it, but right. like I just don't, irresponsible.
Well, same thing. Like, here's the thing. I think that I appreciate the fight, and I also think that people like, you know, Dan and Jay should be back on TV because that stuff is, I don't like when everyone's nice.
And you know what? A lot of people have defended not Dan's season or his move, but him as a competitor in our interviews. Dan's the GOAT, Dan's this, Dan's that. He is very highly regarded still after this. So, yeah, I agree. I would like to see him back on Traitors too. I think he'll play a lot differently.
I think he can't be a traitor though. That's the thing is once you play as a traitor, you can only come back as a faithful.
Maybe.
Maybe. I just don't think if you're going to become a trader, you have to come become a trader and be successful. You'd have to come a trader halfway through or more.
Yeah.
Like Kate should have won this season easily.
I wouldn't mind seeing Dan play again, but that's like what's something that's super cool about the Traders universe is like if you're playing 3-4 seasons, I would love to see 2 seasons of this a year. Like it'd be fun if they did 2 a year. So that way people were able to get multiples and they could sprinkle people in and like, cause hey, I was a trader three or I was a faithful 3 times and I was a trader once or whatever it was.
Would it get like played out though? Would it get stale if they did it too many times, or is one a year good?
That's a good question.
Or is it one a year? Is it more than that? I don't know.
Personally,
What do you get bored with it? They'd have to add things and take things away.
Yeah, coming up with the challenges like that's the tougher part, I think. But like no, I think the drama of it like. It's something that I won't get sick of. I really like because like we play these types of games for those of you who they play Mafia is what we call it in our family. Like it's something that you play every holiday. It's like you don't get sick of it. So I would like 2 seasons a year personally.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 2 seasons a year I think is doable.
Yeah. And I think like if somebody's played as both, like the way that they play the game might be, you know, it alters like, hey, like, you know, play different as a trader, play different as a faithful. It just really like I love the mind games of this show.
100%.
Yeah, it's so fun.
It is. And that's the more I watch it, the more I realize it is a huge mind game.
That's why like people like the Bravo people or the Bachelor people, Love is Blind, whatever you do, like you all have a place here because it is mostly mental and like you put me in a mental.
Yeah, I mean, if John can do the challenges, I think anyone can.
Yeah, put me in, and I think like that's the intrigue for the fan is it's not like the challenge where like for me, I'll never say I could go on one, but I think I could be in this game. You know?
Oh, I think anyone could yeah. be on. Yeah, it's a game for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else from the reunion you wanted to talk about?
No, that's about it.
All right. Well, it was an absolute pleasure to watch the show. Hopefully they come back very soon, and hopefully you're on it.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm going to work some magic. Yeah. I'm going to L.A. next week. Maybe I can meet with some people.
Ooh, the big negotiation?
The big deliberation.
The big deliberation.
the big table for one.
The big constipation.
The big procrastination.
And the big determination.
And the big obligation. We're having fun. We'll see ya.
Yep.
Traders, we'll see ya.